Next month, President Clinton begins his second term. He's named a cabinet that includes a number of old faces reshuffled from different positions in his first administration. Those nominations will still have to be approved by the Senate. We asked NPR White House correspondent Mara Liasson to give us a preview of Mr. Clinton's second term, beginning with his legislative agenda.
This term, he has a very modest, doable agenda. It's designed to be centrist, to get bipartisan support, the kinds of things he's talking about doing, for instance, with tax credits. The Republican Congress seems pretty open to. They have some tax credit proposals of their own. They can see a deal taking shape. He wants to balance the budget. Of course, that's a long-time Republican idea. He's talking about making education the centerpiece of his second-term agenda, and education has very little to do with anything on the legislative front. Mostly that's a bully pulpit exercise where the president will go around the country, make speeches to state legislatures, and try to convince them to adopt programs to enforce standards in schools or allow charter schools, autonomous schools, to grow up in local communities. So it seems pretty modest, pretty doable, and I should say that a lot of the stars are coming into alignment. The economic environment is positive to get a balanced budget done. It's going to be simply easier to balance the budget now that the economy is doing so well. So if the Republicans and the White House want to get something done, I would say this is the 4 years to get it done.
There are some very difficult things to do, though. There's Social Security, there's Medicare, there's some sort of general revamping of the entitlement programs, which has to go on.
Well, that the president is not talking about doing that this term, actually. He's talking about a short-term fix for Medicare, something that he has already proposed last year in his balanced budget proposal. He's going to make almost the identical proposal this year. In terms of the long-term structural reforms that are very urgently needed, he's only asking to set up a bipartisan commission. And if he can get that commission done, let's say he can get that passed through Congress in the next 2 years, that commission wouldn't report back for a very long time, certainly not before the next midterm elections, and maybe not even before the year 2000. He's really putting those big problems off. He doesn't seem to be in the mood to tackle that, to make that his legacy.
Thinking in the short term, though, Mara, the overpowering impression one has right now is that scandal could very much get in the president's way. There's a tremendous amount of interest in money scandals, in contributions both to the president's campaign and to his legal defense fund. And all of that looks as though it might overshadow anything that he might hope to accomplish.
Well, it could, and we don't know yet. We know the Congress will pursue a series of investigations on all these fronts. We don't know how partisan, how contentious those hearings will get, and they could very well poison the atmosphere, the bipartisan atmosphere that's needed to get anything done on the legislative front. The president also has a whole lot of other investigations. He's not just worried about Congress. He's now got a Justice Department task force looking at every single aspect of his fundraising activities, and of course he's got the special counsel who's still out there working away on Whitewater.
How much time do you think this president has, Mara? He can't run for re-election. He is, at some point, a lame duck. How long before he loses steam, before he loses power?
Well, I think the conventional wisdom is that he has 2 years. He has until the next midterm election to get a lot of these things accomplished. After that, the attention will turn to the presidential race in the year 2000, and all eyes will be on Vice President Al Gore. But don't forget, the president has a new power, a power that no president has had before, and that will last all 4 years that he's got left, and that power is the line item veto. He can now go through appropriations bills and strike out spending programs that he doesn't want. Now, I don't expect this president will be doing that much for domestic programs the way a Republican president would if he had the line item veto, but he could very well comb through the defense budget, which is one of the few places left to actually cut, and get rid of some weapons programs or other programs that he doesn't agree with if he's looking for money to fund his priorities.
NPR's White House correspondent Mara Liasson.